This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a group inside the United Nations that tracks global food prices, and their most recent report came as a bit of a shocker, a nearly 4% spike in prices in October from a month earlier. Blame, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, the weather.
The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization tracks a basket of food commodities month to month. Its index looks at cereals, vegetable oils, meat, dairy, and sugar. Prices had been going down month after month for about a year, according to senior economist Abdelreza Abbasian. But he says in October, prices shot up, especially for sugar.
When you look at all the different factors that affect prices, weather is obviously always tops the as being one of the most important.
Abbasian says Brazil, the world's leading sugar producer, had a lot of rain at harvest time, likely because of El Nino effects that delayed production. He says El Nino brought about the opposite problem, excessive dryness in Indonesia, affecting production of palm oil there. Abbasian says these weather events made commodities traders skittish about supplies, and prices spiked.
They see that the weather is going to drive production much lower in 2016 as compared to 2015.
Now, Abbasian cautions against reading these weather events as proof of climate change, which he says can strengthen or weaken El Nino patterns. But he says El Nino would happen with or without global warming. And he says it's important to note that international food prices are still down 16% from last year.
I don't think we should panic.
Shengen Fan is with the International Food Policy Research Institute. He adds that in the short term, when there are weather shocks like this, strategic reserves of commodities can act as a cushion. Long term, he says these shocks underscore the need for more resilient agriculture systems.
We can invest in irrigation, right? So even when there's a drought, we can still have a good crop.
Or, he says, we can introduce new crop varieties that are drought resistant. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.